This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like this happens a lot to our friend Sarah, where Sarah goes to strange events. And you were just in Mexico, and you went to probably one of the stranger events of your life. And we want to hear all the details.
Because Sarah, she'll never say no to a good time.
No.
Never. And I still am on a high from this. And I'm going to try to explain it the best way I can. But pretty much everyone that I talked to in Mexico, whether they worked there, whether they've been there before, said you have to go to this place called Coco Bongo. It is in like kind of their party area in Cancun.
Coco Bongo?
Coco Bongo. That's what it's called.
Is that like chocolate bongo?
I know. Yeah. Right? Are you playing bongos eating chocolate? No, they say it's like a performance, but also a club. That's what they said. So
okay.
Once you say both of those things, I'm automatically in.
And there's alcohol, I'd imagine. Is this part of the all-inclusive thing
No.
that you were doing? Okay, so
this is off the resort.
So you have to get off the grid.
I got to get off the grid. But once someone said it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience,
I got to go.
I'm going.
Take my money.
I literally was like, if no one wants to go with me, I'm going to find a friend and go. Like, so they were like, of course, my husband was like, oh, I guess I got to go with her.
Well, that's the last thing he wants to think is you leaving the resort in Mexico saying, if you guys aren't going, I'll go find a friend. You might not never come back.
I might never come back. And I knew that.
And then all of a sudden, like, you know, George has become like Liam Neeson with a certain set of skills and try and find you.
Yeah, so he was like, I guess I have to go to this with you.
Except in those movies, those people are usually doing it like against their will. Like, you'd be like, yeah, okay, what do you need me to do? Well, yeah, I saw myself on a pole. Okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
A good time.
I'll get in your van.
Why not? If we're going to Coco Bongo, yeah.
Do you got wine in that van? Let's go.
So this club looks like just a normal club. So you just kind of like walk in, but then all of a sudden this guy like brings you to a room where you go up an escalator and then you turn the corner and you go up another escalator.
How's George feeling at this moment? Because this sounds sketch.
Yes. He's not feeling very confident.
Okay.
And did you have a safe word in case you needed to get out of the room?
Absolutely.
Vanilla
not.
Bongo. Vanilla bongo.
Vanilla. And then the doors open, and let me tell you, it is like a mini stadium full of people rocking out to the most amazing music. There's seriously, I think there was probably like just 1,000 people in this room dancing their little hearts away. And I was like, this is just like the biggest club ever.
I saw some of the pictures on your stories, and I try to stay away from your stories because I was like, this is not very safe for work.
You don't know what you're going to see.
Right, you just don't know. And if I'm sitting there with my daughter, but one of the videos was like, it just looked like it was a scene from a movie. Like, it was just pure chaos. But it was like part Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
And then part, I don't even know.
Right, so it was like, first you walked in and you're like, oh, this is a club. And then all of a sudden, people are like falling from the sky because they're like acrobatics, like doing like ribbon dances, like in the splits, but then they like go away and then it just becomes a club again. And then all of a sudden they're doing some theatrical performance, like it's Beetlejuice, like this whole big thing. And then they
with
go
a little
away.
Person that looked like Beetlejuice.
And then, yes. And then, and
that,
then.
That was the part where I finally sent her a DM. I'm like, what in the hell are you doing
She's
right now?
Living her best life.
Yes. And then there was a little person performer and I literally turned to George and I was like, we are in the right place. Like, I am supposed to be here. It was the craziest, most like out of this world, like my jaw was dropped the entire time. I'm like, where the hell are we experience?
Honestly, if I saw this in a movie, I'd be like, this is the most unrealistic version of a party, a club that I've ever seen. Like, it looked fake.
Well, you mentioned movie because that's, I think of The Mask because there's the Coco Bongo Club in The Mask. But what you did was on another level from the movie.
It was crazy. And then you know how like in like baseball stadiums, they have cameras like that pan to just the people in the audience or whatever.
Like those boom cameras?
Yes, they had that there. So they had like huge screens that would either be playing music videos or it would just be panning to random people dancing at the club like... And then you're just on the big screen all of a sudden. People are like flashing the screens. It was wild.
I'm looking at our text line at 206-803-ROCK, and a few people have been like, one person said, I've been there. It is definitely an experience.
Worth the money.
Absolutely. Oh my, I would just go back to Cancun to go there again.
Oh my gosh.
Like, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Do they sell t-shirts?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, she got no merch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.